This is Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. Wanted to take time to pat on the back those people that get the field ready each Friday night. I know we're fortunate up here in the WRMJ listening area. I know over at Sherrard, Russell Jenkins does a great job. My buddy Glenn Cook, you've met him over at Rock Ridge. He does a wonderful job with the Rock Ridge field. Tony Stiles at Orion. And my buddy Terry Bewley here in Aledo at George Pratt Memorial Field. So I wanted to take time to thank some of those type of people that really make Friday night lights work, as they say. And you can tell those programs and those schools that really care about the field work that leads up to the game on Friday night.
Yes, and you mentioned those guys. They are really the unsung heroes out there. Oftentimes it's a difficult task, and they do it with no compensation and a lot of tender, loving care. And I see that from time to time where you see fields and you're like, wow, you know, from middle of summer to now, they've done such a great job getting it ready and then getting it painted up and ready to go on Friday night. But as you say, some of the premier programs, they know that it's a showcase, and you want your facilities to look as good as your team does on Friday night.
And Brian, as a broadcaster, right, isn't it great when you're at those fields where the numbers are painted on the field, indicating the yard line, and then the visible hash marks? I know I'm fortunate that at Sherrard and here at Mercer County and Orion and Rock Ridge to get that. And I guess, you know, we shouldn't take stuff like that for granted, because it's not that way at all places, I don't think.
No, that's right. I've been on the road to different places outside of our area, maybe for a playoff game, where it just looks like a big green patch of grass out there, very few lines, and obviously no hash marks. So, yeah, the more work they do on the field, it makes our work a lot easier, and we certainly appreciate that. And I have kind of an affinity for, you know, when they put the logo or helmet or some sort of decoration either on the field or on a hill near it or whatever it might be. I just love it when they go the extra mile to do that.
Yeah, amen. And I just think that the colors of Friday night lights is kind of really what makes the sport special. And I think the white line, green grass, field work. I was doing a game this year. I can't remember if it was week one or week two. And it was at Sherrard. They hosted Orion. And somehow, there hasn't been much rain, but the grass, perfectly green at Sherrard. They have the purple and gold S at the 50-yard line. And then Orion is in the all-white with the black helmets and the red lettering. And Sherrard has the old LSU Bayou Bengal jerseys now, the purple jerseys and purple jerseys, gold pants, and then the yellow helmets. And I just thought, like, the reflection of the tint of the helmets, the green grass, and the color schemes, I'm like, man, that's the Norman Rockwell painting of small school football, and the condition of the field, I thought, just added to that field. I think everything you can do to promote high school football these days is you got to do it.
Yeah, I think so too. And you talk about a slice of Americana, right there it is. And I was kind of thinking back when you mentioned this topic, I was thinking back to the mid-90s, where one time Galena was getting set to host Newman in the playoffs, and we did all the Galena playoff games back in those days. And on Friday night, it was a Saturday afternoon game, Friday night it snowed about 6 to 8 inches. And the people at Galena woke up on Saturday morning and took a look at the field and thought, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? Within about a half an hour, an army showed up with quads and snowblowers and shovels. And they said it looked like some sort of small militia out there. And they had the field cleared off in no time, and it was definitely playable. Now, unfortunately, it was a little icy because of, you know, conditions. That was not the fault of the people who cleared it off. But I just think about that, where Coach Cordy said he kind of, you know, looked out the window, and he said it looked like an army coming with just every kind of vehicle imaginable that would clear off that field, and boy, they pitched in and did an outstanding job.
Yeah, that's a great story, but let's keep snow away from the playoff for the 5-week playoff run this year. He's Brian Roush. Yeah, he's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.